So I'm going to look at random image PHP. And now I'm trying to bring up Firefox so that I can actually show it. Okay, any time now. Okay, now what did I call it? Okay, finally. So I set up for this a folder called images, and all my images are in that folder. So when I go to use one of them, and it was random image is the one that I'm looking at, okay, that's what's coming up. Okay, so I'm displaying a random image here. So if I click on this again and refresh, I'm going to get a different image. Okay, so I'm keep going through and getting different images. So I set up an array of dog images, and the array has the dog and a number on it that apparently was there when the picture was taken, whatever. But I've got dog 150, dog 225, etc. So those are the list of dogs. Then I said, okay, go in and find a random number from zero up until the count of the number of things that are in the array minus one. So I'm getting a random number, and the random number is going to be called index. Okay. So then I said, okay, the image that I want to see is going to be images, then go to the array modified by the index and pull out one of those names. So if it was a 3, I'm going to go into 0, 1, 2, 3, and pull out dog 350. So that will be now stored in the image. Okay. And then I went down and I said, okay, now show it. And in this particular example, I closed PHP, did a paragraph back in HTML where I said image source, and then I went into PHP and told it to echo out the image. Okay, so I'm echoing out the image. And then I closed PHP, went back to HTML, and kept going. Okay. So that's one way to handle getting an image. Okay, then I've got random image one. Okay, and this is just another way of setting it up. And I wanted to also set up a description. So if I look at random images one, okay, I have written out the description twice. And you'll see where I do it, but I've written out the description twice. And again, I've got a random image so that if I do a refresh, I'm seeing a different image. So, now the way I did this is I set up an array and I said, okay, now within this, I'm going to have pick dog and description of dog. And pick dog is going to have the name of the image, dog 150. And I just put in a description saying first picture, but this would give me a chance to put in a description if I wanted to have a big description of it. Okay, so I set that up. And then I went in and said, okay, index, and I got my random index. And then I said, okay, now the image is going to be, go to the array called dog images and use the index and then do pick dog. Okay, so the index is telling me which one of these groups to get, which one of these subarrays to get. And then I'm saying I want to show what is in pickdog.jpg. So I get the name and it goes to the images folder. Okay, now again, it was getting confused when I put all of that in. So again, I put in the curly braces. So when you find that it isn't working, that you've got too much pointing going on and too many indexes and everything, if you throw in the curly braces, it will usually sort itself out and work. Okay? So when you find yourself using double indexes and things like that, and if it's not working, then just go in and do that. And then I also did putting out the image down below here, and I put out the description as well. Okay. So that's another way that I could set it up when I wanted to have a description in it. Okay, the third one, well, 1A I guess it is. And this is basically the same thing, it's just I gave it a little more of a description. And I said here, the dog image array is an array of associative arrays. Each associative array has two elements, which are retrieved by either the key pick dog or the key description pick. Okay, so I'm using the index to select the appropriate associative array, and then I'm using the key pick dog to get the image, and the key description pick to get the description. So that is basically just giving you more of an explanation. Okay, and if I run this one, this one was 1A. So on this one, instead of going out and coming back in, I have an echo that is staying within the PHP. So therefore, I put it in quotes. I have image source equals, And I then have the image, and I did it two times to show that I can have the single quotes or not have the single quotes. It will work either way. Okay. So I am echoing out the image, but this time I'm putting the whole, I didn't leave PHP and then do something in HTML and come back. I just stayed in PHP, and so the image source is inside the echo. Okay, so I'm saying echo, and then I'm putting out image source. And it's the image that I am putting out. So I first got the image by going in, as I said before, and going to images and using the index and the PicDog. And the PicDog gives me one of those numbers that ends up having the .jpg attached to it. Okay. But that whole thing was too much for it, and so I ended up having to put the curly braces in. So my suggestion basically, and I actually did some reading this weekend about it, and the reading that I did is about as clear as what I'm saying, that essentially if you run into problems, you can enclose it in curly braces, and that kind of makes it a unit, so it resolves inside the unit first, gets an answer, and then in this case appends the .jpg, and in this case goes to a subdirectory. So it works. And if you think you've got it right and it's not working, my suggestion and the suggestion that I was reading is go in and put in the curly braces. And that basically clarifies it. And the curly braces can never be wrong. Okay, so if you throw in the curly braces, it's never going to be wrong. It doesn't not work because of the curly braces. I guess you could throw them in wrong, but as long as you kind of take a unit and put it in the curly braces. Oh, you got another one on your side. Hey, we're up to what? Yes. Okay, so that's another way of doing the image. And this one, I just experimented with this. And experimented with quotes and not quotes. And I suggest you take a look at these and see how they worked. But if I go in and try this, I mean, basically, I do a lot of experimenting, and I would suggest you do the same. Okay, so here, let me try to get smaller pictures. There we go. Okay, so on this one, I got a image that's not showing. So I've got four echoes going here, and this one didn't show. Putting the single quote on the outside. And then the double quotes on the inside did not work because the single quote just took that literally. And if you do a view page source, you can see how those resolved. Okay. So the first three resolved out so that I'm seeing image source and then it's giving the image. Okay, and one place it's double quotes, one place it's single quotes. This one that had single quotes around the whole thing didn't resolve out. It is just saying what it said in the code, dollar sign the image. It's not resolving double sign, dollar sign the image It's just saying, that's what I'm showing you, is dollar sign by image. I'm not resolving it and getting the picture that I should get. And that happens with single quotes. Okay, so that bottom one with the single quotes around the whole thing is the one that doesn't work. This one with the single quotes around the whole thing, I went in and resolved it early inside and concatenated it so it did work. Because the thing I concatenated is in quotes. Okay. And basically, I think most of these are just kind of repeats of that. This one has a four each on it. So I said dog images as the image. And then I said the dog is going to be it. And I went through and I echoed out the dog. So if you look at this one, this is two. Oh, I didn't do a random one there, that's why. Okay, so this one shows the dog. And it shows it multiple times. Each picture is shown multiple times. Okay, so each picture is being showed multiple times. And I did that with image. I first of all said, okay, if you don't like using curly braces, the other way of handling things is to do them step at a time. So I said, the dog is images, the image.jpg. Okay, so I've got that, and then I can say out echo the dog, as opposed to putting the whole thing in, although this one worked fine. And then I can say echo image source, images, and I can put that out. Okay, so one time I took the address and put it into a name. The other time I just used it. Dog images is the array. Each single one is going to be called the image. Okay. And I'm trying to see if there's any others that I wanted to look at, but these are all very repetitious. That's basically a for loop. Okay, so this one is a for loop. The other one was a for next. And this is just a for loop that goes in and prints them out. And I go from 0 up to less than 6. Okay. So that's how you can put in an image. And obviously you could use a lot of HTML and CSS in here to set it up so that it wasn't always over against the left wall, which is basically what I've done. So you could set up a table and put it in a cell of a table. You could put in CSS to align them center. You can change all those things and make it prettier if you so choose. And I'm not sure I took a picture of that, so I'm going to. Okay, so that is how to do an image. Now the next one, which is images second group. Is putting them into a database or putting the address into a database. So I've got two creates there. One of the creates puts an address in the database. So if we look at that first one, create address. Okay, so this one I'm creating a table and I'm calling the table image address table one. And I am putting in an image ID for three characters. I'm putting in an image name, and I'm putting in an image address, okay? So that's all I'm doing there, is I'm creating a table that has an image ID, an image name, and an image address. Okay, so down under insert image. Okay, this is where I am putting data into that table. So my ID I put in was a 150. This is the name and this is the address. Go to images, go there and you'll find it. So that's the address. So I created a table that has those three records in it. Okay. So when I go, I will have to go and if I want to see the image is not in the table. I have an address pointing to the image in the table. And I will go and see that. Now that makes this table a lot less bulky than as if I actually put the image in the table. Okay, my second one if you look at the second create, okay, this time I put in the image ID, the image name, and the image, and the type that I put here is a long blob, whatever, okay, it's a long blob. And that means that I'm actually going to be putting the image in that table. Okay, and I don't think I actually have an example where I actually put it in. But that's how I would set it up if I wanted to actually put the image in the table. Now the problem with this is that the database becomes really chunky because you're carrying the image inside the table. And so that's the decision that has to be made, and it's going to be slower than is if you carry the address and then carry the images outside, okay? So it depends on how you're using the images and everything. If you're using them repetitively, then obviously address is good. But this is a way of having the actual image as part of the table when you say image long blob. So this is image in table one. So here, I went in and I said, okay, I'm going to pick a random number of 0, 1, or 2. And if the random number is a 0, then store an index. So if index is a 0, then I'm going to have the ID 150. If the image is 2, I'm going to have the ID 250. And if the image is 3, I mean, I'm sorry, 0, 1, and 2, I didn't mean 3. 0, it will be 150. 1, it will be 250. 2, it will be 350. Okay, now that matches with the image ID that you saw a minute ago, the image IDs that I put up. So that matches with the image ID. Okay, So then I go down below and I said, okay, select image ID, image name, image address from image address table where image ID equals the get image that I just brought in. So if I go in here,
you spell seconds wrong.
It's nice to know that people are watching. Okay, Con Basic 1, okay, yes. Okay. Rand, image, Con, Basic 1. Okay, so I put a 2 instead of a 1. Okay. So I was able to retrieve it successfully, and there it is. Okay. And if I refresh, there's 150, there's 250, there's 350. Okay, so if I go in there and do that, I am retrieving the address. Okay, so I'm retrieving the address. So I said select image ID, image name, image address. Okay, so I'm retrieving the address. And I'm putting it in result. And then I said A image equals the row that image address, and echo it out, and I am seeing it come out. Okay. So I am extracting using the address. One, so I'm just using that one address. And then I'm echoing it out using image source. Okay. So that's how I can get it out of the table. And the second one, that's Con Basic OK, is a whole lot of just testings, I believe. No, I guess it isn't. I remember wrong. Actually, that's the one I didn't see where I made any difference. I knew there was a reason I wanted to avoid that one. It's because I couldn't figure out any difference I made. Okay, this is the one where I think you should go over that at some point because there are just too many possibilities in there. That's the one I was also avoiding. And then C image is a while loop to show all of the images. Okay, so I'm selecting everything from the table. And then I'm going through the table and I'm showing all of the images. Okay. So if I look at this one, see image ADROK.
No, you gotta sign in there between the
O. Okay.
Nope.
Nope.
You go back to commas.
Oh yeah, I got an N. I can't type is basically.
O, comma.
Yeah, right. See, my fingers were on the wrong place. Image, ADROK, yes. Okay, so this is putting out all of the images. So notice it put out the image ID first, and I should have had a BR in front of it so that it didn't turn up here, but I didn't. I put out the image ID first, then I put out the name, then I put out the address. And then I went out and echoed out the image. And just to show the curly braces can be used or not, I have the curly braces there. Okay, so there starts the second one. And there starts the third one. So I went in and I am showing all of the information, the image ID, the image name, the image address, and then I'm showing the result. Okay, what I want you to do is pull up some images and kind of give this a try. And, you know, experiment with it a little bit for a few minutes. So bring up and find some images and go through the process of just seeing the image and then come over here and try creating a table and pulling out the image. You can take my images if you want to, or you can go get some images of your own. But essentially, I don't want to get into another topic, and this is a very small topic, so you might as well take the time to experiment. Okay. Then next week we'll do email, and then we'll do sessions, and then we're done. Hmm. That's not good. That's true. And if you owe me a load of homework, that's not good. Because this is week, what, 12? So the end's in sight, folks.
Why is the best I've ever been, so I'm not going to. One assignment behind, basically.
You said I'm doing four classes. You're doing all right.
Four classes, a family, and a full-time job. Yeah, I'd say you're doing okay.
Go for it.
What?
I try getting rid of the job, I won't go for it. I tell my boss all the time, I'm like, really don't need me around here. I'm getting away more than anything.
Well, it's nice to be valued. So, go get a couple of images. Try what we did in the first image group of just bringing up a random number and bringing up an image. And then try doing the create table that I did here and put a couple of images in the addresses in the table and experiment with this a little bit. Create and the insert are both in the second one, so you can see again the creation and the insert. And then my images are all in there.
happens in there.
This is day of the week in Image's first group, and I remembered that I didn't cover that one. That's an interesting way of dealing with the date. It says date default time zone set, and the time zone that I set is for America, New York. And that is, they have a list of different time zones. So I can set the time zone New York. And then the day is the date with the one in quotes there, means basically Monday, Tuesday, because you can see down here I say just the day equals Monday, so that is particularly Monday. And the date when I display it is going to be in a year, month, day format, and so you can see it here in year, month, day. Okay. And I realized I hadn't done that one. So that one is, if it is Monday, no class, do homework. And I put out a different image every day. If it's Wednesday, if it's Tuesday, etc. So I put out a different image every day. So that's just a way of getting the date. And making sure that you're getting it for your particular area. can't really be April 17th.
March 17th?
In your dreams.
Feels like March.
Yes. Well, wasn't February more like April, and April is turning into be more like February?